I'm going live.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I am your host. I am Nick Humphries. I'd say it's very cold tonight in this room. I don't know why. Maybe the spirits are here in abundance, but we shall see a little bit later. Let's go to the important thing, and that's obviously the numbers that you need to ring to call into the show. If you're in the States, it's 760-283-4611. If you're in the UK or anywhere else outside the US, just prefix the number 001 and then have the 760-283-4611. Please be aware that this is a chargeable call. Please get bill payers permission and obviously call into the show. If you'd like to call in free and you're outside of the US, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And you can also catch me at www.nick-humphries.com. That's my website. And email me at info@nick-humphries.com as well. And also catch me at my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphries. So what do I have for you this evening? Well, I do have a very important announcement to make. I will make that in a little while. I'm just getting confirmation that I can go ahead with that announcement. It's something that everybody in the UK will need to listen to. But firstly, I'd like to also talk to you about other stuff that's coming up. Up-and-coming events. On the 17th of November, the Midnight Paranormal Group, that's me and some great friends of mine that get together every now and again to bring the members of the public a small, intimate, but professional evening of paranormal investigating. But the 17th of November, we are at the Castle House Jail in Carmarthen, which is West Wales. It's very cheap. It's £20. You can visit the website, which is www.midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk, and you can buy your tickets through that, and or contact me directly, obviously, on the email, which is info@nick-humphries.com. So, and then some, you know, obviously, fantastic news. We are also, as Mike Spirit FM, the network, are holding a two-day event on the 22nd and 23rd of February, I think. I'm just going to get confirmation of that, at Castle Hotel in Neath. Maybe my producer can correct me. Is that, I'm going to say, the Dove from Above, is February, I believe. Basically, it'll be the Friday night will be free mediums on platform, doing what we do best, and that's passing loving messages to yourselves. And then on Saturday, all day Saturday, there will be all six hosts of Mike Spirit FM giving readings, private one-to-ones, and we'll have things like crystal stalls and therapy stalls and so on. We do have an ad that will be played shortly, and yeah, it's going to be a really great time. But also, please keep a look on an eye on my events page on my website as well, because I do have events coming up, including a new mediumship development class, which will be an evening one on a Wednesday. I'm about to put the advert out on Facebook and on my website, but it starts from next week, next Wednesday, at Hill House in Clan Stefan, which is West Wales. It's the same place that I actually done the trance mediumship workshop at. It's got a lovely energy there, and I thought it would be the best place. It's going to be a great, great evening of learning and laughter. Obviously, laughter uplifts the energy. But tonight, you know, I always like... So I'm just being distracted by a message that's come through. I always like to talk about a subject Okay. And I have to say, my subject tonight will be about karma. Okay. My wife is giving me a bit of a smile. I can see her rosy cheeks going. Do you know, it's like things happen to us for a reason, for us to learn a lesson, for us to learn from that lesson and move on. People will do nasty things to us, or we may do nasty things to people. And it's the lesson is either to teach or to learn. But I have to say about what karma does is that if you do something which is seen to be or deemed to be wrong, karma will catch up and it will pay you back with, you know, 100 times worse. And it's been proved this as well. Over millennium, this has just happened. But nobody seems to heed those words of karma. So it's an interesting thing. Why am I talking about karma tonight? Well, you know, there are certain things that I've been through that I could have retaliated. I could have screamed and shouted and pulled my hair out with. And there was a stage where it got to the point when I did in fact think about giving up mediumship, giving up my spiritual pathway, my journey. But it was through my wife, through some excellent, excellent friends that I have that will stand by me because they know exactly who I am, and they know the true me, and they persuaded me that I needed to keep going because it was my pathway, my journey. And through that, I thought to myself, okay, I will carry on, and I will let karma take over. You know, it's all too easy. It's too easy just to retaliate. You know, I'll say the word bitch and swear and so on at somebody, you know, and be aggressive towards somebody, when actually the strongest thing to do is just to walk away, knowing the fact that if you are true, if you are the person that you say you are, if you do the things that you say you do, and you don't stray from those, you know, if you don't steal, if you don't, any form of something wrong towards somebody, but that is then put on you by somebody else, karma will come into play. So I'm just messaging somebody now because I want to get confirmation that I can make this announcement, because it is quite a deep thing that I'm going to announce. So please be patient. What I'm going to do is play a track. The advert will be played also. And I will be back to make the announcement. And I'll speak to you shortly.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. Okay, I've had confirmation that I can't make this announcement, but before I do it, okay, obviously I'm talking tonight about karma, but I want to quickly, just for all the Americans that are listening, okay, and I hope you don't shoot the messenger, because this is just something, my belief, okay, the elections are on, we know that, okay, and the voting has begun. Please, okay, I ask you just to give Obama 4 more years, okay. You can't expect one guy to fix 8 years worth of troubles, okay, from the previous president. He can't clear it up in 4 years. You've got to give him a chance, because this guy really is going to make a difference. That's all I'm going to say. Please vote for him. Right, anyway, so my karma is, my thing about tonight is about karma, okay, but the announcement tonight is that if anybody, okay, in the UK has had any experience with a company called Ultimate Paranormal Experience, or a gentleman called Steve Reeves, okay, and you have had difficulty with this company, I'm going to give you a website, and you need to go to this website. The page isn't on just yet, it's being done, because this company and this guy have, how do I say politely, conned people out of money, and he's slandered people, excuse me, and he's slandered good people, good mediums, which is why I'm talking about karma, because I was one of those people that he slandered. But most importantly, this man owes people a lot of money. If you are one of those people out there and not aware, okay, that UPE have now closed their doors. They are not, apparently they say they're not trading, but they are still outstanding money to people, including charities, okay? I cannot emphasize how important this is. This man not only owes people money, but he owes charities money, okay? This guy, from what I understand, took in money for charity, but never paid it to the charities. So I ask you, please, please, if you know of anybody that had dealings with this guy, to contact or go to www.kevinbruff.co.uk. Okay, and it's is Kevin, spelled K-E-V-I-N. Surname is Bruff, which is B-R-O-U-G-H, and it's .co.uk. There will be a special page, and you can contact Kevin or his PA called Charlotte through that website, okay? And you can give all your details of, because what's happened is that he apparently has cancelled events, paranormal investigations, and not given people their money back. And we need to get these people their money back, okay? So, and then anything that is given to us, myself included, will then be forwarded onto the police and trading standards. This man is I cannot say how despicable this man can be. And if you, again, just if you know anybody that's been affected by this gentleman or the UPE, or owes money by this company or this man, please get in contact. You can even email me at info at nick-humphreys.com. If you pass me on your information, I will pass it on to the relevant people. It's not a problem. But it's needed to be announced that this man is very deceitful. He's like one of those deceitful guys that knocks on old people's doors, pretending to be something, and then walks in and steals. That's how low this person can be. So, and this is why I'm talking about karma, because this man, okay, accused me of a lot of stuff. When he was basically, what he was doing was hiding the fact that he was doing that exact thing. Okay, so that's my announcement. I thought it would be. His name is Steve Reeves. Steve Reeves. Okay, and it's the ultimate paranormal experience. And unfortunately, what he's done is that he has tarnished the reputations of not only mediums, okay, but paranormal investigation companies, because people are now worried about going to investigation groups now, and they're now worried about contacting mediums because they don't know if they're, you know, who to believe. And I've actually had a lot of response coming back, people apologizing and saying, you know, we shouldn't have listened to Steve about what he said about you, which is fine, you know, and that's great. But what's more important is the fact that we need to get people's money back, and more importantly, we need to get the charity money back. So the more info we get, the better. So, you know, please contact us if you need to. Okay. Yeah. Okay, right. So just somebody has put up on Facebook. oh dear, it's opening great doors. Right. So anyway, but enough of that. Okay. But karma, you know, karma is an amazing, amazing thing, and it works. You know, and it proves to work, and we don't have to really do anything, because karma will just dig in and do what's needed. Okay. Okay. So anyway, there you go. It's one of those things. It had to be said. And I know that there are people out there that are listening this evening, and I welcome them to my show. It's normally a bit more uplifting. But because obviously, you know me, guys. I have my listeners on here, my regulars. But this is quite a serious thing that needs to be done. Okay. So anyway, now I've done that. I've announced. Obviously, and you've heard the advert, the fantastic advert about next year, February. I can't wait to be on platform with the other host of MikeSpirit.fm. It's going to be a really, really great time. So what we're going to do, I'm going to give out the numbers again. I'm going to have a quick drink, play some music, and then come back and we're going to start doing some readings. If you hear a lot of rustling in the background, okay, let me mention this, okay? We've had a delivery of lots of Christmassy stuff for our stall. It's lots of angels and crystals and always getting exciting, right? So... but it's great. So let's go to a bit of music. The number you need to call for the show, if you want to call into the show, is 760-283-4611. That's if you're in the United States. Outside the States, prefix the number 001, and then it's 760-283-4611. That is a chargeable call. Please remember that, okay? And then if you want to get into the show free of charge, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. I'm your host, Nick Humphreys. This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show, because that's exactly what I am. So, I shall talk to you in about 3 or 4 minutes, okay? But we're going to listen to a track, listen to the advert again, and I'll come back and I shall start doing some readings for you.
He said, I'm going to buy this place and burn it down. I'm going to put it 6 feet underground. He said, I'm going to buy this place and watch it fall. Stand here beside me, baby, in the crumbling walls. Oh, I'm gonna buy this place and start a fire. Stand here until I feel all your heart's desire. Because I'm gonna buy this place and see it burn. Do back the things it did to you in return.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. With a rush of blood to the head, that was Coldplay and the lovely Mike Davis there talking about the great show next February. So just before that little ad then and music break, I was talking to you about Steve Reeves and the UPE, the Ultimate Paranormal Experience. I do want to emphasise that this is not a witch hunt, okay? We are just, or I would just like to get those people that he scammed their money back. And you know, if we, I have to say, the police are involved, okay? So karma comes around quite swiftly. So I thought I'd just say that it gets it out in the air, really. So we have noticed that a lot of people were coming out of the woodwork who didn't realise, and then sort of understanding now that. That they had paid for events and then it was cancelled, and then they were moved on to another event and that was cancelled, and then they were moved on to another event and that was cancelled, until eventually they closed their doors. I mean, they don't, and this company apparently don't offer a refund policy, which is against law. Anyway, so just so it's not a witch hunt, we are just trying to get justice for those people that lost money, okay? Yes, he owes me money, but I would rather give that to charity or give it to back to a charity that he's, you know, he primarily just stole from. So that's what's important. If you are one of those people, or if you do know somebody that's been affected, please get in contact with myself at info@nick-humphreys.com or go through to www.kevinbrough.co.uk. There was a special page being set up for any of those that have been affected by this group or company. I say group, by his group. I understand that the people that he had in his team had no part to play in this. So there you go. So the numbers you need to ring are 760-283-4611 if you're outside the United States, 760-283-4611, or www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM. Okay, so it's 9:30 here. Okay, I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host for the next hour and a half. I know you're all eagerly waiting for a reading. If you are, phone in. I'm also in the chat room. I am listening and looking at the chat room, keeping an eye on that. But I'm also being messaged all over the place at the moment, so it's quite interesting. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to ask Spirit to come forward and give me help and guidance for those that do contact for guidance themselves. Okay, I want people to know that I work in just pure love and light. That's my intention. And I intend just to give you, and I will give you everything that I feel, hear, taste even, but it doesn't happen normally. But I hear and see and feel. I will give you absolutely everything. Okay. So let's go to our first caller. I believe our first caller is Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi, how are you?
I am here. Good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much, and thank you for being patient and obviously listening to the music and so on, to wait for you to come into the studio and ask your question. But where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay, so how is it in New York now?
Oh, it's like upside down still, but where I live, it actually wasn't that bad, but it's so crazy here.
Yeah, I bet, because I've heard that there's still a few thousand people without electricity, even like nearly 2 weeks. So
I was blessed, like nothing happened to me, so I'm so grateful.
But and I myself, and I know a lot of people here in the UK were praying that, you know, that many people weren't affected, or, you know, it wasn't as bad as it could be and so on. But which, you know, that's you know, we always give support. It doesn't matter where it goes.
You.
We always try and give support. So how can we help you this evening?
I just want a general reading.
A general reading. Okay, right. Thank
you.
Okay, let me just open up to the doors to the spirit world and see who comes forward for you, okay? Because I am a medium, I always work and link to spirit. And as I do so, and I'm talking to you now, a lady stands before me, and she's telling me, and she's giving me the word grandmother, okay, that she's a grandmother in spirit, thank you. And she's talking to me about mum's side of the family. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. She's telling me now that actually you've been really, very busy recently as well, rushing around. Thank you. But it's not about yourself. You've been rushing around for others. Do you understand this?
Kind of, yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, and she's talking to me about giving a helping hand. That's what she's saying. You'd understand this.
Okay.
Either you do or you don't. If you don't, then
no,
say
no.
No,
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Right, okay, thank you. What's that to do with then? Okay, thank you. She just said something to me, and I just wanted her to repeat something so I can understand a bit more. But she's bringing my attention to your work environment around you. And she's just saying for you to trust your work is fine, okay? It's coming along. Do you understand this?
Okay, does she mean by school?
Do you mean by school? Your work environment. You said work environment.
Work.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. She's talking about she's talking about that you're coming along fine. It's coming along fine. That's her. It's coming along fine is what she says. So everything you're doing is right at the moment. So you're obviously at school because you've said that. So I don't feed the medium, we normally say, okay. But she's talking about, right, thank you. But she's talking about the fact that you are busy. So you're taking time for others. Okay, thank you. Is it also the case that actually you are, thank you, she's talking to me about you're running out of time as well. Does that make sense to you?
Running
it's like,
out of time, no.
Yeah, running, it's not a horrible thing. It's running out of time. Either you're, okay, she's talking to me about balance. There's an imbalance in what you're doing. So you're running out of time with, and she's very strongly giving me the work of studying. So you're running out of work on studying time. Does that make sense?
Okay. Kind of.
Okay.
Maybe it's
right.
Just balancing everything.
It is a balance of everything. Because she's talking about the fact that you're rushing around. Okay. First of all, she told me that you're helping others. Okay.
Okay.
Helping others could be all manner of things. Okay. But where you don't have the balance, where you're actually concentrating on what's important for you. Okay. And you're running out of time with your studying. Right,
okay.
Thank you. Would you also understand that next year is quite important for you as well? She's telling me next year is quite important. She's talking about your schooling. So it's about your schooling is important for next year. Either it's coming into... Are you coming into, like, exam periods next year, or... There's something going on next year. Let me ask March. You just said March to me next year. Would you understand March?
With school?
Is it with school, sweetheart? Okay, general. She just said yes, but it's just general. In March is important. So March also could be it could be things like an anniversary to a birthday or a passing or a celebration of some sort. But she's talking to me that March is actually quite important for you.
Okay.
And she just said to me as well, that, do you understand, granddad is also in spirit here as well. Do you understand this?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and she just she's passing the message on. She's saying that you need to, stand tall and be strong. Okay, let me ask why. Stand tall and be strong, why is that? Okay, thank you. Is it true as well that there's something going on around you where you feel a bit a little belittled? It's like you're being put down. Would that make sense?
Not really.
Okay, what do you mean by that, sweetheart? Right. Okay, right. She's talking about the fact that, and she's giving me the scenario where if you're in a crowd, you don't stand out. You are being pushed around to the back of the crowd. Does that make sense?
It's, I guess, like sort of.
You need to really be strong and make yourself more at the front of stuff. Make yourself known. Be involved. That sort of thing.
Okay.
Sweetheart, and also as she's trying to link with me, she's talking to me about cookies. Cookies. So, and she just said, yes, I used to make cookies. Do you understand this?
She did. Maybe. I think that might be my dad's mom.
Right. Okay.
Maybe?
But she's just talking to me about, all she's trying to do here is just make the stronger connection for you. Okay.
Okay.
So she was trying to give you something that you would recognize better. Okay. Give
okay.
me a bit more. Right. Okay. So do you also under name? I don't normally work with names. Okay. But she's just talking about a Luke. Do you know a Luke?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
It could be that there's a Luke around you. She's talking to me about a Luke around you. Okay, and her words were, Luke is a genius. Luke is a genius. So I don't know what she quite means, but obviously I know what she means, what a genius is. But,
yeah.
Right, okay, thank you. When's that coming in, sweetheart? Can you give me that? Right, okay, thank you. There's going to be something coming up next year. Now, you know, I said next year is going to be quite important to you. Okay?
Right.
I do feel this is to do with your study, because she's telling me about Luke, and he's a genius. So there is a person coming into your life that's going to help with your studying, okay? Right, thank you. Okay, and he's going to bring up, her words is that he's going to bring a whole new meaning to your study. I don't know what you're studying, she's not giving me that, but that you are going to, it's going to bring a whole new meaning to your study, a bit more excitement to it. Do you understand what I mean?
Right. I'm studying journalism, okay. So... But I don't know a Luke, so we'll see.
No. You don't have to know a Luke, but Luke could be coming up. So
okay.
It's a name that you need to remember in case somebody goes, hi, I'm Luke, you know.
Okay.
So you recognize that.
Okay.
Right, thank you. Give me a bit more. What's that then?
Is there anything about like moving out of my parents' apartment or like?
Okay, I'm working. Hang on. She's also given me, she's showing me, are you quite sporty as well? Because she's showing me, they look like medals, but they're sport. To me, they look like sporting medals because she's given me, she's given me sport. Are you quite sporty?
No.
Okay, do you understand the connection with sporty? Because she's standing here and she's got, let me have a look. Right, she's got three, they look like gold medals. So either she was quite sporty in life, but she would have won, or there's something around these medals. It could be, I'm putting it towards sport. It may not be, but I am putting it also the fact that it could be that they are awards. So you are going to be awarded for your work. Okay, There's always different meanings to what they say, okay? I can't make sense of it. It's not for me to make sense of, okay? She's standing there before me with three medals around her neck. And when I look at her, I get the feeling of sports. So remember what I said. I will give you everything that I feel, see, and hear.
Okay. Right.
Okay, the question for you, sweetheart.
How about anything with relationships? Like, does she have any advice to give me? Or...
Right, hang on.
Music.
Okay, I'm gonna go with your first question. And that is about your living accommodation. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. When's that?
Next year.
Right, okay. Again, she's given me next year. She's talking to me about next year that you will be moving, but you'll be going into what is that then? She's given me an idea of like a dormitory or something like that. So it's either connected to a school, or a uni or college or something like that. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I just started school, so I don't know. Like, it's just I can't transfer. It wouldn't be, I don't think it'd be a dorm because I can't transfer by March. I don't have enough credits to transfer
No,
anywhere. Like, I'm not that far along right now.
it's later in the year. The move is later in the year. That's what I'm
Okay,
giving.
gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Okay. But also, thank you. Is that correct? Before I give it, she's going to be moving into that, is she? Okay. I'm also want to give you that before you do this as well. And you can say if it's wrong, I don't mind. I don't make things fit, okay? But she's talking about you move beforehand, before you go into the dorm. But she's also given me the idea that you are going to move to with another relative. Would you make sense of this?
Okay, yeah, it could make sense because I have a brother.
Right. Because she just said to me, you're going to move into another relative's home. For a short period and then into this resident place. Okay, so sometimes what happens is that we have an idea of what we want to do, but actually to get that way or get to where we are, we have to divert sometimes because it's not quite ready, if that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You also asked about love life, didn't you? Is that correct?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. She's just said to me, okay, she's actually quite a strong character, okay. I don't feel that you knew her that well either, because of the information that she's given. But she's also just saying to me, right now, that's not important. The important is that you need to get on with your study, but do give a real nice friendship around you. It's like a young brother, but more than a young brother, someone that you can really sort of speak to openly, and not the affection's there, but it's a different affection. It's somebody. It's more than a friend, you know. It's somebody that you really can open up your heart to, and you'll cry together, you'll laugh together, you'll work together, and so on. But it's a bit more than friendship. But it's not a relationship. It is a love relationship, if that makes any sense. Okay.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And she's just given me the name of Michael as well, but I'm not sure if that's to do with this friend, Michael. So just bear that in mind as well. And also, she keeps giving me
Okay.
September. September next year again is another important month around you. It's again, it could be a birthday, it could be a marriage, a celebration of some sort. Okay, do you understand this?
Okay.
You do understand that?
Yeah, no, I do.
Again. Right, okay. Sweetheart, also she's just quickly I'm gonna come to an end here quickly, okay, but she's talking very briefly about your mum as well. Is it right that your mum is a little bit under the weather?
She wasn't feeling good for like a little, but she's fine now.
Okay. Thank you. She's talking to me about your mum is thank you. She's given me the impression as well. She's given it to me so I would understand a bit more. As if I'm squinting, I'm losing concentration, or I feel a bit dizzy. So there's something going on around that. Would you understand that those symptoms with your mum? Would you understand this?
No, not really.
It's not that she's going in and out of consciousness. It's not that at all. It's like I was
Okay.
just getting headaches, and feeling a bit dizzy with this. But maybe this, you need to ask your mum because she's.
Yeah, I'll
Thank
ask
you.
her.
Because all she's doing, she's coming forward and saying, I'm watching, okay? So
Okay.
she's watching everything going on around you. I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay? Because I
Okay,
know I've
thank
got
you
other
so
calls on.
much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. But also, listen to the archives because a lot of the stuff I've told you tonight, if you don't understand it, will come into play. And then you can listen back and you can write it all down and then you'll understand it when it does happen, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Welcome and take care and lots of love and light to you. And please take the love from the spirit world as well. And I hope you, obviously America and New York get sorted soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome, sweetheart.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, take care. So, okay. Let's go to another caller. I'm just clearing my mind before I do. We'll open the doors again and ask for spirit to come forward for the next person, which is Delphine. Is it Delphine?
Delphine, yes.
Delphine. Hi, Delphine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Calumet City, Illinois. It's near Chicago.
Nice. Chicago, the Windy City, huh?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I'm trying to see what do you see for me in terms of finance and love.
Finance and love. Okay. Sweetheart, as I'm talking to you now, okay, I've got a gentleman that's coming forward from the spirit world. Okay. When I link into this gentleman, I feel very fatherly with him. So this could be either father or grandfather. I feel more drawn to the grandfather, but on father's side. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He would be quite a tall gentleman as well. Would you understand that? To me, he looked quite tall.
He would be quite. Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, can you just, because I'm talking to him, can you just repeat your question again for me?
What do you see for me in terms of finance and love from now until the beginning of January?
Okay. Right, thank you. Okay, right, thank you. I will be completely honest, okay, because that is how I work, and I will give you everything, okay? But Spirit don't give us things that, you know, of people's passings and so on, but what they would do is they would give advice and guidance, and that's what they're there for. And his words, quite strongly said, things are quite flatlined at the moment. His expression, not mine, okay? Things are quite flatlined, and you are going to have to be careful with your finances, okay, over the next month or so, okay? Things are quite tight with the finances. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Right, thank you. And also, he just said to me, you know, things on the work side of things are on a slippery slope as well. You understand that?
You say what?
They're on a slippery slope. That's his expression, not mine.
Yep, yes.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, also, he's given me an idea as well. He just said to me, she doesn't know from one day to the next whether or not you're going to get a phone call saying, don't come into work today. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. He's just said to me, don't worry, this call's not going to come, okay, but you do need to be careful with your finances, okay? Right, and it's going to seem like you're spreading yourself a little bit thin with the money as well. Okay, but he's telling me that actually you can make cutbacks. Right, with what then? How can she do that? Okay, is it cable TV that you're paying for? Because he's talked to me about cable TV.
No, I'm not paying any cable at all, no.
Right, okay, would you, I have to give it, okay, I don't want to make it fit, because he's talking to me, he just said to me, cable TV, for instance, she doesn't need it, so either you are doing something like that, where you're paying out for something, but you can look at your finances to see where you can cut back, okay, I do understand that the economy over in the States, and also here in the UK, is quite poor at the moment, so everybody's looking at the same sort of thing, but he's, right, okay. But he's just talking about the fact that you need to be careful. Okay, thank you. And he's just said to me as well, she always sits, this is about you, that you always sit there and go, why, and how? Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And the fact that you're questioning things is putting a stop on stuff as well. I've got to say, I admire this gentleman as well that's in spirit, because he's very strong and he's very down to earth and straight to the point. Right, okay. And he's telling me that, obviously, like everybody else out there, you're looking for a good man, because the last man just, how do I say, used and abused you. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Really? Okay, thank you. Right, and really, this really sort of affected you as well in the heart area as well. So there's a trust issue within yourself to trust others. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
It's where, you know, because you, of the hurt that's been placed on you from somebody that's either has not treated you well, it can play a part in bringing somebody else that's coming forward to you. But I do feel a very nice gentleman coming your way. When's that? Okay. Right. Is that? Give me that again. Right. Okay. He's talking to me about February, but he's also giving me April as well. So either things will start to become better for you in February, okay, and then even better in April. So things start to get better in February, moving on to April, where things sort of actually increase to be a lot better, okay. Okay. Thank you. So I don't know if it's you that I'm thinking about here, because he's talking to me about a lady that's passed the spirit, a grandmother that's passed the spirit. Would you understand this?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Would you understand that this passing wasn't that long ago as well? Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
He's given me the impression that he's just said to me, either it's not that long ago, or there is still a touch of mourning still for the lady that's passed. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay. What do you mean by that, sweetheart? Okay, thank you. He just said to me, it may be my interpretation. He just said to me again, the lady that she mourned for, being grandmother, is here in spirit, okay? Would you understand that grandmother passed to spirit with a condition? And I want to put this condition to a cancerous type of condition. Would you understand this?
Oh, yes. You hit it right on the head, yes.
Okay. So he's saying she is here, she is well, okay? Okay, thank you. And also he's saying she's not here with me, I would say otherwise. He's given me the information that this woman would, on the earth plane, as in spirit, gave you a lot of love. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. But also he's talking about that actually this woman would have given you guidance as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Right, thank you. He's just said that a message from her, okay, is that you keep going. You keep going because you are doing everything that you are doing is right, okay? Right, give me that. Right, but also you need to stop people from walking over you. Does that make sense?
What now?
You need to stop people from taking advantage of you. Does that make sense? Walking over you, taking advantage.
Yes. Yes.
Do you
see a job for me?
Sorry?
Do you see a job coming up for me, or?
Okay. Is that to do with the job? Right, and when is that then? Okay. Again, I want to give you February, because I've just asked, is this to do with the job? And he said, yes, sir, it's February. We've already said it's February, when things become better, okay? But that's confusing, okay, because I've already said about the fact that you seem to expect a phone call to say, don't come in, that sort of thing. But I don't understand. It's not for me to understand. But there is a job in February. Give me a bit more. What's that then? What's that? Okay. Would you also understand there would have been a celebration in April around you as well? It could be a birthday passing of some sort. Do you understand this?
April.
Okay, and I've just been told April 23rd. So they've just said April 23rd.
April 23rd for my mother's birthday. My mother's or my aunt's, somebody.
So you understand that there is a connection there with a birthday on that date?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, let's go back to the love. Is that coming next year? Okay. Your love person is coming into your life, okay? They're going to come to you, okay? Don't go out looking for them. They are going to naturally come to you. Okay, it's going to start off as an attraction, and then you'll realize that there's more to it than that. Okay, give me a bit more. Okay, but this person is going to be exactly what you need, okay? He's going to be strength, he's going to be a support for you as well. And it won't be somebody that will walk over you, okay? But you need to also be strong, okay? You do need to be strong. Give me a bit more about that. Right. Okay. Is it right? Gossip as well? You gossip quite a lot. Does that make sense? I'm being told that you need to stop gossiping.
A little bit.
It's not a bit of a gossip. But, okay, right. But I'm actually being told this now by grandmother, okay? She's now stepping forward. And she's just saying to me, oh boy, you can talk. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. She just said to me, she may seem quiet now, but if you get her going, she really can talk. So you'd understand this.
Yeah, do you see this person being my soulmate, the guy, or being married to him, or?
Okay, is it a soulmate? Is it a love interest in marriage, or? Right, is it what the whole shebang is saying? Okay, you know, I'm always a bit cautious when talking about soulmates, okay? And I'll explain why so all the listeners can understand this as well. Soulmates come into our lives, and we have many soulmates. And soulmates come in and go, okay? If you want the true love, you want your twin flame, okay? I'm asking about this person is going to come into your life. Is it going to be the one, okay? It's going to be the whole shebang. It's going to be passion. It's going to be the love. It's going to be the trust. It's going to be all the work. All the trimmings. This guy is going to be staying about 5'6", 5'7". He's going to be broad-shouldered. I would say probably a little bit of average build, but I would say there's probably strength to him. So he's either muscular or he's got a good... when I see him, it looks like he's, you know, he's got broad shoulders, so he looks muscular, but I'm not saying he's got muscle, but he's got the strength. Does that make sense?
Yes, I like a manly man. Yeah,
he's not going to have a six pack and great bulging muscles, but he's going to be strong. Okay, give me a bit more. He's going to be short, brown haired as well, and I see a tanned skin. Okay. So, but that could be the way that I'm seeing him. But I see a tanned or he's of dark complexion. Does that make sense? Do you understand that?
Oh, you said tan skin or dark complexion?
Well, they just give me the information. When they give me that, they're building a picture in front of me and in my eyes, okay, in my third eye. Just can you give me it again? What do you mean tanned or dark skin? What is that? Okay. I feel it's just tan skin, so it's tanned, but brown, you know, a nice brown tan to him. Okay? Does that make sense?
I guess, because that's not usually what I go for, so...
Hey, you know, don't always expect the unexpected. You know, be open-minded about what love can do and what love can bring. You know, this guy is going to give you everything that you need, and that's what's more important, surely. But you know, sometimes these things, you know, there is a thing called free will. So you have free will to say yes or no. This guy has the free will to say yes or no, and then change destiny, change your pathways. But you asked me the information. I'm giving you what I'm being told, as I always promise that I do. But I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay? Hello? Can you hear me? So, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? If you can hear me, please go back to the archives. You can listen to your heart's content at www.mikespirit.fm, okay? I hope you can hear me. But I'm going to now, because it's 10 o'clock now here in the UK in the evening, I'm going to go to another track. I'm going to have another drink, and I'll be coming back to do some more readings for you. So if you can hear me, Delphine, I hope you enjoyed that. But please take the love from the spirit world as well, and blessings to you. So we're going to go to the track, and I'll sure speak to you all shortly.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event
and meet the hosts of Mike's Borough FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yep, that was definitely Mike Davis. Anyway, guys, if you're new to this show, okay, which I know a lot of you are actually tonight, so welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I better announce also that there is this competition going on at the moment. I didn't mention it last week, but I'll mention it this week. And it's the Who's Got the Sexiest Laugh competition. And I know Mike is listening. And it's between myself and the lovely Mike Davis, okay? We're going for votes of who's got the sexiest laugh. I know I haven't laughed tonight. I've been quite subdued tonight. I've been quite laid back and mellow, I think. I'm normally quite hyper and stuff, but hey-ho. Mike wants to come on. Okay, yep. Okay, let's invite Mike on. This is going to get interesting. So here we go, guys. Here comes the lovely Mike Davis, okay?
Nick, the only one that's got a sexy laugh here, mate, is me.
No, mate, it's not.
No. You got it wrong. I haven't got my cold no more, Nick, so I win hands down. I think I'm up to, like, 8 votes and you're down to, like, 5.
No, it can't be right.
Unfortunately, Nick, you lose.
You may have the laugh, but you haven't got the looks.
Well, you know, Nick, let's not go down that road. You know, Nick, I have got somebody in the studio here that would cast a dividing vote between us. And this is a good friend of mine, Jude. Jude, do you want to say who's got the sexiest laugh, me or Nick?
Because Jude is really good friends of you, and she's not going to say me, is she, unless I give her 50 quid.
Well, I might give her 70 quid.
I need
100. You this now?
I need 100.
Well, Jude, you've
got
to cast a deciding vote. Mike
or Nick? No, that can't be. No, it's got to be someone on neutral grounds. It can't be somebody that's been friends with you for years.
But that's wrong, Nick. That's childish.
Why is it childish?
Because I think that. Well, I'm already up 5 votes on you anyway.
See, even like Selena Eyre says that I've got the sexiest laugh.
Selena, the wonderful Selena that I just screened, you mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it? Selena, we'll bring you back in now because Selena's actually still on hold because Selena was our last caller, wasn't she?
Oh, right, okay.
So let's bring on the last corner.
Oh, hi, look, Moore says yes, agree, Nick has it. There you go. See, I win, hands down.
Selena, are you there with us now?
Hello?
Hiya, Selena.
Hello?
Hi, Selena, how are you? Hello?
Well, maybe Nick is just between us.
Maybe. Maybe. Do you know what? I know I've got some really fantastic new listeners tonight, like Pam Richards. I know she's new this evening. Nick's got to set this everything. Susie.
That's not fair. Susie, that's not right. I mean, you can't judge a book by its cover, that's for sure.
Ooh!
You know, the votes are in the chat room at the moment, Nick, aren't they? So let's put out to the chat room.
Okay, you seem to have confused Selena. Okay, Selena is now asking, "Am I on?"
Selena the last caller that you gave a reading to, Nick?
The last caller.
Yeah, what was the last caller's name?
You know me with names. I don't remember.
Let's ask our producer Ken.
Delphine.
I got the wrong lady. A Delphine. Let me just bring a Delphine back on. I do apologize. A Delphine, I do apologize. Are you there now?
Yes.
Hello.
Somehow we got disconnected.
Yeah, this could be Skype. Don't worry.
Delphina, we want you to cast the vulture. Who's got the sexiest laugh? Myself, which is Mike Davis, or Nick Humphries?
Nick.
Oh, that's wrong, Nick. That's probably because you just give a reading to Delphina, Nick, and that's probably why.
No,
kind of got my name wrong, so.
Who's your name?
Delphina, if you come on Sunday on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show and I give you a reading, would you vote for me then?
It's a strong possibility.
But you've always said, Mike, she's casting the final vote, so that's it.
Well, maybe I did say the wrong word then, Nick. I really did.
But, that's it. Game over. I win.
It's got to go to the live show, mate. It really has, isn't it?
Yeah, so what day am I doing? Am I doing the Friday or Saturday?
The Friday.
Right, okay. Well, I think we should carry it over and we should make a guest appearance on the Saturday, both of us. And that would be the final.
We'll both be there on the Friday and the Saturday, Nick.
Are we both? We're doing both days, are we?
No. Okay. You'll be working on the Friday night.
Yep.
And you'll be there on the Saturday night,
yep,
polishing my trophy as usual. Make sure you fetch the pledge with you, Nick. Okay, Delphina, thank you for coming back on and voting for Nick. Don't forget, tune into my show on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, see, for all those listeners that are new to my show, this is what happens. See, I do my show and then I get my show gets bombarded with Mike, with the lovely Mike Davis, who I love dearly because he is like a brother to me.
We are brothers.
Not like, we are brothers.
Oh, nothing I like. I'm obviously as the sexiest laugh, and let's not go down the road of looks.
Silence.
Isn't it golden?
It's golden. So, there you go. So, Mike, I've been playing it, the advert for the roadshow.
You are indeed.
And I can't wait. I'm getting really excited by this as well. Not just because it's the roadshow, but to work with all the hosts. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It really is.
Well, Nick, to have the six of us, you know, on a serious note, to have the six of us in one place, you know, it's going to be an amazing event, isn't it?
It is.
And, you know, the Saturday day I'm looking forward to, where there's going to be lots of exhibitors, there's going to be lots of stalls, the six of us will be offering private readings. You know, it's going to be an amazing day. And the Saturday demonstration, which I know that you'll be doing the Saturday, along with Jeanette and Jerry. The three mediums for the Saturday. For the Friday. And the three mediums for the Saturday is going to be Grant, Sarah, and myself.
Yep.
So what a lineup, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
I thought I can't do the same day as yourself, Nick, because obviously, you know, it'll sway things in my direction, wouldn't it?
Never mind.
Nick, I think you better go and take some more callers because I need to screen a few more, mate.
Okay, my friend.
We'll pick up this a little bit later.
Yes. Okay, we will do.
Cheers, Nick.
Thank you very much, Mike. There you go. That's the lovely Mike Davis. absolute fabulous guy. He's a brother. You know, he's a great guy. So we are going to go back to the callers and do a few more readings. So I believe we've got Ellen next. Is that correct, Ellen?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Mike. I am just this is Nick. I'm sorry. Doing just fine, thanks.
Great. Ellen, have I spoken to you before?
Yes, a couple months ago, I believe.
I have such a bad memory. Okay, where are you from? I can't remember.
New York.
See? New York. Oh, and how is New York? I asked the earlier caller, but she said that, you know, things are still quite poor or bad there. Is that right?
Yes, things are quite challenging. A friend of mine just got her power back yesterday afternoon, and she was, like, just so happy about it. I mean, and that's a long time. That's like a week without power. So she's been spending a lot of time at my apartment just to keep warm. The subways are not back to normal. Everything is a challenge here.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard. We were hit.
And on top of it all, you've got the elections. You know, you're voting.
Yes.
I am restraining myself from asking who you're voting for. But maybe you can private message me and let me know. Be interested. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I would like you to do your medium stuff. I think you're an excellent medium, and I was just wondering if you could tell me who's around me and whether or not they have any messages for me.
Okay, let me just link in for you. Just bear me a second. Okay, can you come forward for me? Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. Right, okay. Sweetheart, I've got a lady that's coming forward, okay? And when I link into her and she's talking to me now, she's talking to me as if she's mum in spirit. Would you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I want to also give that your mum wasn't, she wasn't very tall. Does that make sense?
No, yes. She was medium height.
Average height. Thank you. Can you give me that again? Right, okay, thank you. But I find this quite amusing, but she's talking to me about that she kind of shrunk a little. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't well toward the end.
Okay. But she actually finds it now, she finds that quite amusing. Her attitude is... She sort of chuckled and said, yeah, but, you know, I shrunk a little. So she's bringing that forward. Give me a bit more. Right, thank you. And she's telling me now that she would be better remembered sitting in the last part of her life, that she would be remembered sitting in a chair. Does that make sense to you?
She died so long ago that it's hard for me to remember that.
Right, thank you. She's talking about the fact that she found it hard to get around. Does that make sense?
Well, toward the end she did, yeah, last several years.
She's talking about her passing or near to her passing, okay? Give me that again. Right, okay. So she's also just bringing my attention to a necklace that... is that what you would have owned? Okay, yes, sweetheart. That's what she just said to me. A necklace that she would have owned, but she's given me the word rubies. So either it had rubies in. Does that make any sense to you?
No, she had no good jewelry, and no, I don't remember her even showing an interest in rubies. You know, red stones.
Okay, just bear with me a second, okay? Because I need to know why she's showing me this. Okay, why are you showing me that, sweetheart? You said rubies. Right. Okay. Right. It may be my mistake here, okay? She's talking about... Are you playing a trip? Because she's talking about rupees, not rubies. Rupees. Okay, does that make sense? She's talking about
rubies?
A trip. Rupees is the currency, isn't it?
Rupees. That's India. I'm not planning a trip. I wouldn't mind going there, but it's certainly not on my immediate horizon.
But she's talking about a trip, okay? But she's talking to me. I still want to go with the necklace as well, because she's talking about a necklace of some sort that's connected to her that would have been that either passed down or given away at some stage, okay? But she's talking to me about a trip that's coming up for you, and she's given me the idea and impression that this would be... When's that, sweetheart? Okay, this will be later next year, where you'll be either. I'm not going to say it's India or it's to do with rupees, but the fact that she's drawing my attention that it will be a break, a holiday abroad. but it's her way of expressing that it's a holiday by giving me, you know, rupees as a currency, so we know it's a different destination. Okay, does that make sense? You understand this?
Okay.
Right, thank you. But she's also bringing my attention to your leg, and she's pointing to my right leg. So are you having problems with your right leg at the moment? She's talking to me like there's a pain going down, or there has been a pain going down one side. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not having a pain. Sometimes my feet hurt because I've been walking a lot lately. You know, the transit the way it is. But no, I'm not having a problem with my leg. In fact, I was planning to go out running this evening.
Okay, I'm running. Okay, right. Okay, give me a bit more. What do you mean by? You said pain in your leg, in the legs, yes, right. Okay, thank you. But I have to give this to her. She's talking about a pain in, and as she's talking to me about it, she's giving me a pain, and it's just on the thigh muscle. Just above the knee, okay, on the right leg, because my muscle is starting to ache, okay? And she's telling me that you need to, it's almost like having a wrap around it. She's talking about a wrap, so maybe you need to be careful. Okay, and she's giving me heat with it as well. Says it needs to be warm. It needs to be, this leg needs to be warm. Does that make any sense to you at all? Do you understand what she means?
Well, warm heat is good for aching muscles. Yeah, I guess I can do that. And sometimes my muscles ache because I've exercised too much. But, you know, generally, I'm very grateful that I'm very healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't feel it's to do with the exercise. I feel it's something else, something to do with, as you said, you do sometimes do too much exercise. But it's like be careful of that leg. Be careful of that leg. Okay. That's, can you give me a bit more? Okay. With what then? She's been planning on what? Right. Is it also the case as well? Because she's saying to me as well that you're thinking of so many different things. You don't know where you're coming or going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there are a few things hopping, and I'm trying to calm down. I'd like to move forward in my life, and there are several things I'm thinking about.
Right, okay. In particular, she's bringing my attention to your work. Does that make sense as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, again, she's talking to me about your work, and she's saying to me that there's a movement around your work. So she's telling me that you're thinking of moving on or moving forward with this. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, I have no intention of leaving the job. I just started it recently, and there's still a lot for me to learn and do there.
Yeah, she's given me expansion here, okay? Expansion. So she's talked about the fact that okay. Sometimes, you know, I wish sometimes they wouldn't be around the bush. I wish they would just be more direct. And I'm asking her to be more direct. And she's saying, expanding your mind, learning more, gaining more interest in it, but it's moving forward. It's not, I don't feel it's you leaving a position or moving a job or moving away or anything. It's about the fact that it's expanding your mind. You understand this?
Yeah, I think there's great room for growth for me in there and learning things, yes.
But also, I also want to bring your attention to the spiritual side of life as well. There is a very strong spiritual connection around you. Do you understand this?
I hope so. I've certainly been trying to work on my spirituality and getting more in touch with the spiritual element.
Okay. And is it also right that you've been hearing things like popping or a whistle or something like that? Does that make sense to you?
I haven't. I did want to ask, though, on Saturday morning, there was a fragrance in the room. There was no reason for it, but it was like a floral scent. And
okay.
I was trying to make sense of it, you know, like, do I have a candle burning? But I realized after a while there was no explanation for it. And I don't know, I'm wondering whether somebody was visiting me.
Okay. What's happening here is because I'm being told about this popping or a whistling sound within your ear, okay? This is where spirit are trying to fine-tune your wavelength to theirs, okay? The smell is part of it as well. Can I ask you about, just bear me a second, is that smell connected to you? Right, I'm asking about the smell that you've had, okay, if it's connected to her, and she's saying yes, but also there has been a tapping as well. But you'd also understand that there is a gentleman in spirit that, I want to bring your attention to father in spirit, or it could be grandfather. Would you understand this?
Oh, yeah, my father and my grandfathers are deceased.
Right, okay. Sweetheart, did one of them, I'm not sure who, but one of them used to smoke a pipe or something like that. Do you understand this?
My maternal grandfather, I never met him. He died before I was born. He died while my mother was still a child.
Right.
And my paternal grandfather, I know was a smoker, but I didn't think it was a pipe.
Right, the reason I'm talking about a pipe is because I'm getting this distinct feeling, and what they're telling me is that you hear a sound. Do you understand this? A tapping sound?
Oh, yeah, like a tamping the stuff out of a pipe. No, I haven't heard it. I'll keep my ears open for it, though.
That's what I'm bringing my attention to. It's like someone's tapping a pipe against the wooden frame of a door or on a table or something like that. That's what I'm being told. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. But I'm also being told that you need to slow down as well. I understand that obviously you're quite physical. You do your fitness stuff and stuff like that. But you need to slow down a little, just a little. This is all I'm saying. Because they're like, whoo, boy, she sure does move around quite fast. Okay, that's their expression. That's what they're saying to me. And it's also, they're saying to me, sometimes it's hard to keep up. Does that make sense to you? It's hard to keep up.
Hmm.
I'm trying to express it in the best way that I can for you. It's like I think it's a positive thing here as well, because it's like others can't keep up with you. Does that make sense? Others can't keep up. Does that make sense?
Maybe. Maybe some people feel that way. I just didn't think so. But hey, maybe it's true. I don't know.
Give me a bit more, sweetheart. With what then? Okay. I just generally feel that work is everything as it should be around work. Home is the same. But it's the spiritual guidance thing that I'm feeling more drawn to give you this evening, okay? Because your mum here is saying, do you know, it's just the spiritual stuff that she needs to understand more. You'd understand this?
Yeah.
It's like every day you have a question. Does that make sense?
Every day I have a question?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, no, every day I'm still working on things. I'm trying to, like, open my heart and try and stay more open. I sometimes can be quite judgmental, and I have to catch myself. So it's not like learning new things. It's like relearning the same old thing over and over again.
Right. Okay. Because she's talking to me about the fact that things will start to come naturally to you. You've already mentioned the smell, okay? And she's taking my attention to the smell. So she's telling me that things will start to come naturally to you. Right, okay. But you dabble in cards as well, I'm being told. You dabble. Does that make sense? You dabble in cards?
Okay. Yes, I do.
But you need to experiment more with these cards. You need to start testing or giving little mini readings to friends and family just to experiment a bit more. It's the intuitive side that you're doing at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes, I thought about that before. I'll do that, yes.
It's something that it's not like that you'll be doing this for a living or just yet. But it's something that you need to move on with. But I feel very strong. Hang on a second. What's that? Ball. Okay. As I'm talking, sweetheart. Okay. Again, remember, I will give you everything that I see and hear. Okay. As I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm talking to you about cards and your development with the spiritual world, this young girl just came very quickly into my space and then ran out again. So would you understand the young girl that's in spirit connected to you? I would say she was probably about 9 now in spirit. Would you understand this?
I have no idea who it would be.
Right, okay. Give me a bit more. Who's that sweetheart that ran into the room? Right, okay. Okay, this is going to be delicate, okay? Would you understand that at some stage in your mother's life that she would have either miscarried or lost a child to spirit? Do you understand this?
Oh, she may have, yes. There's a lot of stuff about her past that she never revealed. And
okay.
She died when I was a child, so, you know, I guess she never had a chance to talk about them.
Okay, because when I asked your mother who the girl was, okay, she said that this is her sister. This is her sister, so this would be your sister, okay, that's in spirit. Okay, this is something that maybe I think you could probably find the paperwork for, or look it up on the archives in some way, okay? I don't know how you do it over there in the States, but thank you. Let me just ask, is that... Right, thank you. Sweetheart, I want to bring this to a miscarry, okay? So your mum miscarried with what would have been a sister for you in spirit, okay?
Okay.
I know sometimes I do come out with information that doesn't make sense because obviously we don't know all the information or the history of our family. But I always give people 100% of what I hear, what I see, what I smell. Sometimes I do smell or what I taste, okay? And this is what she's talking to me. Right, thank you. And she's... Right. The girl would have also had... Is there blonde hair in your family? Because the girl would have had blonde hair from what I've seen. Would you understand this?
Actually, we're all brunettes. My mother was the fairest, and she had like light brown hair. But I don't think there were any blondes in the family.
Okay. Maybe you can find this out because when I have to say it was very brief. She ran in front of me and then ran out again, and I was like, "Whoa, hang on, you know, where did you just come from?" Okay, so but it could have been like a light brown, but I'm not going to make it fit. But it looked to me quite light in colour. Okay, but maybe you need to look this up. Right, what's that? Okay, sweetheart, also, your mum's just talking to me about her gravestone for a second, okay? She's talking about there's something going on around her gravestone. Would you understand this?
I know where it is. I haven't visited it in 2 years or so, and I probably would go visit it maybe next Mother's Day, I guess. But no, I don't know anything what's going on about it.
Okay, sweetheart, when you go there, okay, there's going to be, it looks to me, when she's showing me in my mind's eye here, okay? Right, thank you. It looks to me like it's on a bit of a tilt, okay? So either it's not fallen over, but it's on a bit of a tilt. Would that make sense to you?
I don't know. It is on Long Island. I could see whether or not it was affected by Sandy, the storm. I just don't know.
Okay. She's talking about the fact if you can, if it is this way, is there if you can rectify this, okay? But also because she's bringing my attention to the gravestone about the fact that obviously she'd like you to visit. But please, you don't have to visit a gravestone to think that spirit aren't around, you know, because they are always around us, okay? Is there anything else you'd need to ask, sweetheart, before I move on to the next caller?
No, I'll just say thank you so much, and I appreciate your getting in touch with my mother.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And please take the love from the spirit world, and especially the gentleman that came forward as well and very briefly gave some information. Okay, and thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You take care, sweetheart. So I think what we do is we're going to go to my last track. I'm going to go and drink my drink. I've actually got a drink now. And then we'll come back. We'll do a couple more readings. Hooray! My wife's going, yay! We'll come back and do a couple more readings and have some fun. And I'll speak to you all in a minute.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
So there you go, the advert. I just wanted to quickly say, before going to the reading, okay, the lovely Pam Richards in the chat room said that a gift of seeing, hearing, sensing spirit is just a wonderful, wonderful gift. And it is. But what's more wonderful is the fact that we are able to pass on these loving messages, with unconditional love, and to give evidence of their survival. But what I put in the chat room, that I absolutely love my job. I really do. And it's not just because of the spirit that come forward, but it's also because of the people that I connect to and the people that it brings me into my life. Like, obviously, like yourself, Pam, Pam Richards, obviously Mike Davis as well. And lots of, it's everybody in the chat room, everybody that in any form of walking day in life. And it's the whole thing. It's not just about the spiritual link and the connection. It's a big part of it, but it's the rest of it as well. I absolutely do love my job. I love what it brings me. I love how it makes me feel, and it makes me feel at peace knowing that I can bring peace to those people that are in need of guidance, in need of that contact, of their loved ones from spirit world. It is magical. And I don't like calling it a gift, because we all have this gift. We just need to learn to open up to it. I thought I'd just explain that. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that... I love you too, Mike. A wonderful, wonderful thing that we can do, and all of you can do it too. And I've got to say, I have actually been accused of being a fraud by a particular Steve Reeves, I'm not a fraud, and I ask people, come and see me, listen to my show, my show is free, the readings are free. Obviously, come and see me at a show, the road show, come and see me live, see how I am on platform, and you will see that spirit do connect, and I am a channel of their love for you. Thank you for everybody in the chat room for your kind words, and also Mike for making me chuckle. So let's go to another caller. I believe Selena is next. The reason I'm slurring my words because I just want to make sure I've got it right. So yeah, I believe Selena is next. Are you there, Selena?
Hi.
Hi, Selena. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Okay.
Good. How can we help you?
I have a recent situation that's come up from school. After talking to school yesterday, that I need to hopefully resolve financially, and I wanted to see what direction I should go in or what should I do in regards to that.
Okay, right. Let me see what I get. Just bear me a second, okay? Can you give me some guidance on this? Right. This is to do with her school and the... Right, okay, thank you. Okay. Right. At the moment here, okay, I have got my guides coming forward just to help me out a little bit here, okay? Okay, thank you. And they are bringing through a loved one from spirit world as well. This is a grandmother that's in spirit. You understand this, okay? Grandmother that's in spirit around you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, can I just... Right. Okay. Just for, I need to express this, okay? Because I know I have done a reading for you recently as well. That's correct, isn't it, Selena?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to continue on from where I left off with that reading as well. Okay. It's a strange thing because when I'm linking in here, it's almost like I'm being told to move on, get on with it, move on, get on with it. What do you mean by get on, move on with it? Okay. Right. Okay. What I'm being told here, okay, I needed to make sure this is correct before I gave it to you. They are saying to me that you really need to save your I would use the word expression of pennies, okay?
Doing that. It's just that I'm definitely working, like, overtime here, working, starting a new business, working two other jobs. I'm just working. And then I have a class that I need to finish up soon.
Yep.
So I feel a little bit overwhelmed. Plus, my ex is kind of bothering me right now.
Okay. Because knowing that what you've just said, I'm not going to take that into action, but there is this distraction around you, okay, and that is not helping the situation.
That's right.
But what I'm being told here from this lovely lady in spirit, okay, is that you need to concentrate for a short period on actually doing private tuition, okay, and by word of mouth now, that there will be an increase to your private tuition, which will help your funds, okay? But you will also have to advertise this as well, okay? Your services. Okay, thank you. But also, I want to bring you to the age of about 9 and 10 year olds. I don't know if this is the age that you deal with, but 9 and 10 year olds. But also, you can also go to another school as well. Bear with me on this, okay? To introduce yourself to another school. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of schools in the surrounding areas, so definitely.
Okay. Thank you. But I also want to bring your attention to those with difficulties. Thank you. Learning difficulties, I'm being told. Would you understand this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you need to also look at children with learning difficulties. And dare I say it, and I hope you don't take offence to this, okay? Because it's a bit more challenging with learning difficulties, your fee can be increased a little bit as well. I do feel that you'll be doing the normal schooling and private tuition to the average kid, I'll say, okay? But also you'll be dealing with children with learning difficulties.
Well, that's what I'm getting my master's degree in, special education.
Right, okay. But I'm talking about private tuition for these children. Okay, you understand what I mean? Okay.
Okay.
But you need to approach the school or these schools that deal with difficulties or children with difficulties, disabilities, I want to say as well. Thank you. And I keep being told disabilities as well. So this will increase your fee. It's a horrible way of expressing it, but it's the only way that I can give it to you. Do you understand this?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Right. Give me a bit more. Okay. Also, she's bringing my attention to a motor car, a vehicle as well. Okay. You understand that there's issues around your vehicle, a motor car. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And it's almost like, is it guzzling a lot of juice at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. You need to get this looked at because it's swallowing quite a lot of your money. It's almost like it's not doing the distance anymore. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You need to be careful with this, okay, because from what I'm being told here, that you need to, it's almost like you need to change a filter, but I feel it's a fuel filter, okay? with this. But you need to go take it to a garage, but be careful with this because it's you don't want to spend great deals of money on purchasing another car because that will come later on for you, okay? But you need to make sure your car is running effectively or efficiently because at the moment what I'm being told is that your car is not doing the correct amount of mileage for the amount of fuel that you're putting in. You understand this?
Okay.
So also, I know you mentioned about your ex, okay? But why am I being told here that your ex is squeezing you for money also? Why is this? Do you understand this?
He just continues to send me harassing emails and asking me, he was trying to get our son to live with him and accusing me of things that are not true. So it just stresses me out.
What I'm getting to is that this lovely lady's grandmother in spirit, okay, all she's doing, she's giving me evidence about you at the moment, okay, which is important. She's talking about the fact that this gentleman is squeezing, he's trying to get money out of you. Would you understand this?
Well, I would say it's money trying to get his son to live with him so then he wouldn't have to pay child support.
Okay. Right, that's great. As long as you understand it, that's great. It's not for me to understand, okay?
Okay,
Okay, sweetheart, you are going to also thinking, and she just said to me, you are also going to need further guidance and help with this situation, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. Right, this has already gone through the courts, hasn't it?
Yes.
This has already gone through, okay. But I'm being told here as well that, there's like a restraining order is going to be needed. Does that make sense?
Well, probably, because he continues to harass me, so, yeah.
But I'm also, on top of this, I'm also being told legal aid. I hear the words legal aid. I don't know if you get that out there, but you will get help with this as well, okay? Financial help with this. Okay, you understand this? Right, thank you. And also, I'm being told that actually, this gentleman, not only is he trying to squeeze money out of you by not by taking your son or making your son live with him, but why am I being also told that he owes you money? Why? Thank you. Late payments. I'm being told late payments. So he's behind on payments. Does that make sense? It's either to do with him or something else. There's either late payments coming in, so either your clients aren't paying on time, or something like that. Does that make sense?
I don't fully understand that one.
Okay, it's being brought to my attention. So this is something that you need to keep an eye on. Okay, thank you. And I've just heard the word default. So it's either. Either he's going to default on payments, okay? So you need to be really careful on this, okay? But your work aspect, okay? What you're going to be doing is great, okay? Because you are going to be working in the education society or that sort of, you know, that sort of thing where you'll be helping kids, okay?
I love that. I love helping kids.
And I feel strongly more towards those with disabilities than the average kid, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But this is where I want to go back to the private tuition where you need to increase your fee for this, okay? Because it's harder work. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But I'm also being told, don't be frightened by this. Don't be frightened to actually announce. Right, thank you. She's making me say, and she's giving me the wording as well. It's almost like you need to write to your private clients as from blah, blah date, whatever date you want to make, okay, that I will be increasing my fee by X amount, okay, and give that to people. And they will still pay because they know that you're good at what you do because you have that love in your heart for these children. Yeah. I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And also, you can listen to the archives to your reading, okay? Back at mikespirit.fm. Anytime you like, you can write it down and listen to it at your heart's content, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'd like to thank everybody for listening this evening, okay, and for phoning in, and also full of love for Spirit World that came forward this evening for their evidence and guidance that is needed. If you do know anybody that's been affected again by UPE, the Ultimate Paranormal Experience Paranormal Group, or Steve Reeves, please get in contact with myself at info@nick-humphreys.com or at www.kevinbrough.co.uk and give us your information and we can pass it on to the relevant people. We want to get you your money back. Thank you to everybody for coming forward and listening to me tonight. Really appreciate it. I know I've got lots of new friends coming forward, which I open my arms to, and I send you all love and all healing, and I hope that you listen to me again. Until next week, love and light.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on mikespirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.